们会中英翻译哈。
Happy Chinese New Year, brothers.
今天是一年一度的农历年的新春初二。
Today is the second day of Chinese New Year.
是女儿回娘家的日子。
It's a day that the daughters will go back to their parents, her parents' house.
欢迎所有的女儿回娘家，回神的家。
We welcome all the daughters to come back to the house of God.
我们都是主耶稣的心腹啊，主耶稣是我们的新郎，所以我们今天都回到主的家。
The church is a bride of Jesus, and we welcome everyone home.
我们特别在这里欢迎许多我们的朋友，还有社区的这些好朋友社区啊，我们所邀请来的弟兄姐妹，欢迎你们来到圣恩台湖教会。
We will welcome everyone from the community to be part of our family.
我们在这里一起过新年。
And we celebrate Chinese New Year together.
我们很感谢主，让我们能够成为一家人。
And thank God for that we can be one family.
借着耶稣基督所流的宝血。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ.
他赐给我们新生命。
He has given us new life.
我们都成为神家里的人。
And we're part of His family.
这是何等的荣耀。
It's such a glorious time.
因为有神的爱和神的灵在我们生命里面。
Because we have God's love and His spirit in us.
今天我们一起来看一段圣经。
We're going to be reading a passage together.
约翰福音的第十五章一到十八节。
It's in the Gospel of John chapter 15.
我们一起来念这段经文。
Let's all read it together.
你可以用英文读，也可以用中文读啊。台湾话，我们来使安尼做会读。
Let's read it in our language.
Okay, 我们一起来。约翰福音十五章第一节，请。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
I'm the vine.
You are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
If
you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
你们也就是我的门徒了。谢谢，我们先读到这。一起低头，再一次来祷告。
Can we all bow down and pray together?
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
今天是圣日。
Today is a holy day.
我们在这里一起来到主的面前，要来敬拜你。
Because we come to you and we worship you.
这是我们要分别为圣归你的日子。
This is a day that we will be set aside for you.
特别今天是很特别的华人的新年的初二。
Especially on the second day of Chinese New Year.
我们也在这里守主日来敬拜。
Here we still keep our commandment to come to worship you, Lord.
谢谢主，我们知道你很爱华人。
Thank God, because we know you love Chinese people.
全世界最多的是华人。
Because most people in the world are Chinese.
你要让更多的华人能够认识真神。
You want more Chinese people to know who you are.
唯有你是神。
And only you are God.
是我们生命的源头。
You are the source of our life.
更是那一位从年头到年尾都赐福我们的主。
And you are a God who has given us blessings from the beginning to the end of the year.
今天早上我们在这里设立祭坛来献上感恩给你。
This morning we set up this altar and give you thanks.
因为过去的一年你是那一位看顾我们与我们同行的主。
In the past year, you are the God who watches over us.
再来的这新的一年，我们也更深信你就是那位以马内利与我们同在的主。
In this new year, we know that you are the Emmanuel God.
愿主你赐给我们信心。
And give us faith, Lord.
让我们抬头定睛你。
So that when we raise our head, we can fix our gaze upon you. We can follow your way.
我们愿这个早上的敬拜成为我们这一年蒙祝福的开头。
And may this morning be the good beginning of this Chinese year.
赐给我们真理的圣灵的感动和启明。
That we're moved and guided by the Holy Spirit.
让我们早上借着你的话能够再次亲眼得到看见。
And this morning through your word, you open our eyes.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
华人的新年我们也称为农历新年。
The Chinese New Year, where it's also known as Lunar New Year.
也有叫做春节哈。
It's also known as the Spring Festival.
为什么农历新年也叫做春节呢？
Why is the Lunar New Year also called the Spring Festival?
农历顾名思义，这个就是农夫有关的日历。
Now the lunar calendar has to do with the farmers.
我们知道自古农夫他们在耕田都是看天气来耕作的。
Because the farmers, they will base on weather to cultivate.
所以中国的古时候的农夫呢，他们就将这个一年呢节气分成24个节气。
In ancient China, they divide the whole year into 24 solar terms.
所以呢，农夫在耕作或收割啊等等的，全部是按照这24个节气来作息的。
So the farmers would follow the 24 solar terms in terms when they cultivate.
而这个24个节气最前面的第一个就叫做立春。
The first term is called the beginning of spring.
立春的意思就是春节，也就是春天快来的意思。
It means the coming, the arrival of spring.
那也正是我们在过农历年的这个时刻。
And that is the time when we celebrate Chinese New Year.
就是冬天已经快要过去了。
That means winter has passed.
然后这个生机蓬勃的这个春天，万物复兴的日子开来了。
And the day of a vibrant and life is coming.
所以在农业社会的时代呢，对于春节是非常的快乐，非常的兴奋的。
So in old times, all the farmers they rejoice over.The new spring.
因为表明再来不久的将来的这一年会收获丰富，果实累累。
Because they know that they can anticipate harvest in the coming next.
今天我们所读的这段圣经
，The Bible verse that we read.
耶稣讲了三次的多结果子。
Jesus has said three times, bear fruits.
第二节、第五节、第八节，他都一再二再的、三再的讲到结果子更多，多结果子。
In verses 2, 5, and 8, we read about Jesus asking us to bear much fruit.
那在第一节他耶稣就讲了说用他用这个真葡萄树来比喻他自己。
Now in verse 1, he says that he is the true vine.
第一节他就我是真葡萄树。
He said that I am the true vine.
下一页了哈，然后再来我们就看到第五节他又用第一节又讲栽培的人是天父。
And he also says that the gardener is his father.
我们看见在这里到第五节的时候，他用枝子来比喻基督徒。
And in verse 5, he says the branches are us, his disciples.
所以我们在这里看见这个整个的比喻的重点，耶稣在讲什么呢？
So what is Jesus saying here?
他在讲上帝在我们的身上的心意。
He is telling us God's will in all of us.
他要祝福我们，我们可以蒙福，多结果子。
He wants to bless us so that we can bear much fruit.
让我们新的一年可以蒙祝福，并且我们可以因此能够荣耀天父。
So that in this new year we'll receive His blessing and we can glorify His name.
那到底什么叫做多结果子呢？
What does it mean to bear much fruit?
我们一起来思想第一个多结果子的意义到底是什么？
Let's think about the true meaning of bearing fruit.
多结果子的意义好像在这里，耶稣没有直接讲解释他什么意思。
Jesus didn't tell us directly in the verses we read.
但是如果按照解经学来讲，你要明白一句话它的意思，可以从上下文可以稍微有点了解。
But when we want to interpret the Bible, we can read it in context by reading the verse before and after.
同样在约翰福音的第十五章这里，我们可以看见往后读的十二和十七节，有表达说你们要彼此相爱。
So in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, in the later verses 12, it says that you need to love each other.
要彼此相爱。
It says two times that you need to love each other.
所以呢，可见呢，这个地方讲的果子很可能是你们要结彼此多多相爱的果子。
So the fruit that we read here could be the fruit of loving each other.
可是呢，如果你更广泛的去用新约整个上下文来看解释什么叫多结果子的时候
But if we read it more widely through the New Testament,
你会发现它的意义更不一样
We can see that it has other meanings too.
在圣经里面呢，你可以看见哥林多前书第十六章十五节那里讲到这个多结果子是结福音的果子。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, we can understand that
也就是要领人归主，要领人归主的这个果子。
That means the fruits of guiding people to God.
第二个意思呢，在另外一段的经文，在这个哥罗西书第一章第十节，讲到那个结果子是行事为人的这个果子。
The second meaning for the fruits can be read in Colossians, and it's the fruits of behavior.
然后在第三个意思是什么呢？
What is the third meaning of fruit?
多结果子的意思在加拉太书第五章二十二三节。
In Book of Galatians chapter 5,
他讲的多结果子是圣灵的果子。
The fruits that they're talking about here are the fruits of the Spirit.
我们把这段经文再念一次，很多人很熟悉，但是我要各位再 review 一次，复述一次。
We all know this verse. Can we all read it together?
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Forbearance,
忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制、
self-control.
综合以上刚才看的三个解释，新约说结果子的意思。
To sum up the three points that I just made in the New Testament, we can understand what's bearing fruit.
我们可以发现真正的结果子的根本是什么。
We can see what is the root of truly bearing fruit.
就是要在内在的生命和品格上面。的改变和成长。
That we need to have change and growth in our inner life and character.
有人说呢，这叫做石榴式的果子。
Some people may describe this as the pomegranate style of bearing fruit.
各位如果记得上个礼拜我们有讲到所罗门王叫了那个铜匠户兰来造圣殿外面的铜器的时候，有建造两个柱子。
Last week in my sermon, we talked about how King Solomon ordered to have two columns made in the temple.
就是在这个哥罗列王记上刚才那个对列王记上上还没有列王记上第七章二十节这里说的。
It's in the book of First Kings chapter 7.
他提到这个两个柱子的顶端有那个骨度，就圆圆的哈，挨着网子，各有两行石榴环绕着。
It says that on the pillars that King Solomon ordered to be made, there were 200 pomegranates that were inscribed around it.
而且两行共有200。
And there's 200 of them.
就很多的石榴。
Too many pomegranates.
为什么在建圣殿的时候要讲究这个上面的所谓的设计，需要有这个石榴绕在那里呢？
Why did they design to have pomegranates around the columns?
各位看一下这个图画哈。
Please take a look at the picture.
这里是用中文的，我们看到最底下那个四方格子上有两行石榴在那个地方哈。
Then in the picture there are two rows of pomegranates, 100 of them per row.
看得到吗？
Can you see them?
这个。这种小小的其实它是200个石榴绕起来的哈。
That's where I'm pointing. There's 200 pomegranates in the picture.
这里讲到说，得胜者向神有单纯的信心，因此有重重苦难和限制之中，却能结出百倍果子，彰显神丰盛的生命。
It says when we have faith to the Lord, then even though when we're suffering, we can still bear hundreds of fruits.
为什么不用苹果？
Why didn't they use apple?
为什么不用香瓜
or melon?
为什么不用葡萄
or grape?
为什么要用石榴
Why did they use pomegranate?
为什么
What do you think?
我们看一下石榴长成什么样子
Let's take a look of how pomegranate looks like.
石榴一颗里面
In one fruit of pomegranate
是吃里面成千成百的那一颗一颗的那个叫做种子的果肉。
There are thousands of seeds inside one fruit.
你一颗水果
One fruit.
可是呢，它里面又有成百成千个。
But there's hundreds of thousands of smaller fruits inside.
简单讲，就是内在的生命品格的丰富和成长的意思。
It shows abundance of life in this fruit.
所以呢，刚才讲的那个所谓的圣灵的果子是一个而已。
So when we say fruit of the Spirit, it's one fruit.
可是里面又有仁爱、喜乐、和平、良善、恩慈、信实、温柔，谁知你们多，就是那一颗一颗一颗的真正的果子。
But there are also other qualities like goodness and kindness, and it's all part of this fruit.
所以呢，这种在欧洲啊，他们曾经将石榴当成一个神圣的植物。
In Europe, people have looked at the pomegranate as sacred fruits.
因为在圣经里常常提这个水果。
In the Bible, we can see a lot of reference about this.
它象征了内在的生命品格的丰盛。
It symbolizes abundance of your inner spirit.
因此，当一个教会有更多的基督徒内在的生命和品格有成长改变的时候
，So when more Christians in the church that have changes in transformations in their inner life,
他们一定会在他们的行事为人对得起主。
They will be worthy of the Lord in the way that they act.
因为这样也能吸引更多人喜欢来到教会认识耶稣。
And through that, they can attract more people to come to the Lord.
这样福音就可以传开。
And spread the gospel this way.
教会就会增长。
There will be more people growth in this church.
对社区周围的人有更大的祝福。
There will be better, more blessing to the community.
反之
，In the contrary,
如果我们只是在策略方法上用很多的技巧
，If we just use tactics and our own methodologies,
领人去教会。
To lead God, people to God.
可是基督徒里面的基督徒品格或者是他们的这个生命并没有成长，没有结果子。
If the lives of those Christians have no transformation,
那来的人就会看到不好的见证，他们就离开神。
The people who came will see bad testimonies and may leave.
所以这个品格很重要。
So your inner character is the most important.
这个外面的行为是因为里面的丰富的品格所结的果子。
Your behavior comes from your inner character.
各位都知道，世界有一个数一数二的这个芯片厂，叫做台积电。
In the world, there's one of the top microchip manufacturers is called TSMC.
他的前董事长叫做张忠谋。
The former chairman was Morris Chang.
这个人呢，曾经得到这个 IEEE， 就是这个国际电机电子工程学会颁给他一个荣誉奖章哦。一个 medal honor 哈
，he received medal honor from this Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers。
这个奖章是什么奖章呢？它是这个所谓的半导体界的这个诺贝尔奖。
Now this medal of honor symbolizes the Nobel Prize of the semiconductor industry。
张忠谋他曾经表示过。
Now Morris Chang had said this once。
你要成为一个非常好的而且成功的企业，你就必须具备四大核心价值。
You need to have four core values for an enterprise to be successful and excellent.
什么东西呢？第一个，它就是说要，第一个就是要 integrity， 就是要诚信正直。
First value is integrity.
第二个是 commitment， 就是要承诺。
Second commitment
要委身啊。第三个叫做 innovation， 就是你要革新啊。
Innovation is one of them.
最后一个是要。信得过 trustable， 你要 customer trust。
Lastly, you need to earn your customer's trust。
简称 ICIC。
So the acronym is ICIC。
各位知道 IC 什么意思吧
？You know what's IC？
好，很好记 ，IC 就是芯片的意思。
IC means microchip。
所以我们念一次来：诚信、正直、承诺、革新、客户信任关系。
So it's integrity, commitment, innovation, customer trust.
你有没有注意到，为什么一个企业它的里面呢，没有讲到它的核心价值要有狼性呢
？Pay attention that none of the qualities have to do with a wolf-like character.
野狼的狼哈 ，wolf。
Wolf。
为什么没有那个狼性呢
？Why isn't that part of the core value?
这个企业应该要冲啊！强啊 ，aggressive，
应该有狼性
才对啊。
As aggressive as a wolf, go out and pack to get business.
可是全世界数一数二的芯片厂，它竟然没有这些东西，没有狼性。
But one of the TSMC did not have this type of core value.
原因是因为狼性不是人性。
Because a wolf-like character is not truly a human character.
狼性是牲畜才有。
It's a character of beasts.
人性没有狼性。
A human character should not have a wolf-like character.
成功的核心价值原来是内里品格的成长和改变。
Now, a successful person need to have a mature character of growth in them.
所以你要培养品格的果子，你要弄清楚品格的定义到底是什么。
So to have the fruits from your character, you need to understand what character means.
我们比如说圣经所结的果子，刚才有讲一个叫做温柔。
One of the spiritual fruit of the spirit is gentleness.
人对温柔的看法，可能觉得说，哇，你这个做先生的会买鲜花给太太。然后跟太太献殷勤，这个先生就很温柔。
You may think a person who's gentle would buy flowers for his wife or treat her really nice.
而且你这个语气又非常的柔软，让你的妻子的心都融化了。
Or that this man has a soft tone when he speaks.
但是圣经讲的温柔不是那样子的。
But the gentleness talked about in the Bible isn't this way.
圣经讲的温柔是讲你愿意放下自己理所当然拥有的权利，反而去服侍别人的意思。
The gentleness that you spoke about here means that you're willing to lay down your rights and serve others.
圣经讲的温柔是说，你可以本来可以理直气壮的说，可是你却愿意体谅别人的感受。
That even though you're right, you are willing to.Feel what other people are feeling.
有些人觉得说，哎呀，温柔这种是软弱的人的表现。
People may think that being gentle is weak.
其实不然。
But it's not true.
你知道，如果你要拿起一个很大的石头
，You know, when you want to lift up a big stone or huge stone,
然后你想要把它轻轻的放下的时候
，And you try to lay the rock down gently,
你必须用很大的力量，你不是用丢下去的，因为丢下去很容易。
You need to have great strength because it's easier just to drop it down.
你要把它轻轻放下去，你要用更大的力量去控制它，才能放下。
But to lay it down gently, you need much more strength.
所以呢，品格的基本上就是你要管理和能够控制好自己。
So what character truly means is to be able to manage and control yourself.
你能够控制好自己的欲望和脾气的人，才是你的品格越好。
Those people who can control your own desires and tempers, then you will have good character.
所以能够控制自己的人不是软弱的人。
So when a person knows how to control himself, he's not weak.
他才是真正的强者。
He's truly strong.
所以各位，品格绝对不是有些企业说的唯利是图的狼性。
So, character is not the wolf culture that many enterprises underline.
因为狼性是未开化的表现。
Because wolf-like character is not an advanced character.
那不是人性的品格。
It's not a character of human.
因此，如果结果子主要是要指的品格的改变和生命的成长。
So when we bear fruit, we need to first have transformation in our life.
而上帝的心意就是要祝福我们可以多结果子。
And God's will is to bless us so we can bear more fruits.
那么接下来我们来看看这个葡萄树和枝子的比喻里面，我们可以学是什么能够影响我们的生命成长或者品格可以改变呢？
So from the metaphor of the vine and the branches, we can learn about what would influence our growth of life and change of character.
也就是你要能够多结果子的关键在哪里？
And we understand what is the key for bearing much fruit.
劝人为善，大家都知道。
We know that we can do good.
但是如何才能真正能够去为善，那是另外一个故事了。
But how to really be good is another story.
所以在这里呢，耶稣就给我们讲的这个很重要的提醒。他说呢，凡树不结果子，他就要剪去；凡结果子，他就修理干净。这里就有一个字叫做修理干净。
Now Jesus tells us that he would cut off every branch in him that bears no fruit.
中文修理干净看起来是两个词，其实是希腊文是一个字而已。
In Chinese, it's actually four words, but in Hebrew, there's only one word, prune.
耶稣讲这个字，就是说你基督徒，你生命品格要能够成长的第一个关键，就是愿意接受修理修剪。
It means that we need to be willing to receive God's discipline and help.
希腊文的这个修理干净，这个字叫 katharo.
In Greek, katharo is the word for prune.
它的意思是清洁掉污秽和杂质的意思。
It means to clean the dirtiness and impurities.
大家讲一次 kathairo.
Kathairo, can you say it together?
那个在睡觉加起来学习了 kathairo.
Can you say kathairo together with me?
你去希腊玩，你就是要 cathedral， 要教他们把你的房间 cathedral。
That's a word that we is useful when we go to Greek.
这个 cathedral 其实它真正的意义是什么呢？就是在农人在这个葡萄树上有一些的多出来的这个枝子，那不结果的枝子把它剪掉，或者一些藤蔓把它剪掉的意思。
It means cutting out branches and vines from useless shoots.
因为那些不会结果子，整个多余的。
Because those are those can they are useless because they cannot grow bear fruit.
如果从这个属灵的意义来讲，就是呢，把你的罪恶呢，把它拿掉到完全没有的意思。
Spiritually, it means to remove your sin until it's gone.
所以主耶稣提到这个农夫啊，他们会修剪这个葡萄树上的这个枝子。
So Jesus said the farmers would prune the branches.
因为我们很少在这个做这个种葡萄，不知道当中家里有种葡萄的举手一下。
Can you raise your hand if you have grow grapes in your house?
其他都不是农夫。
I don't think any of us are farmers.
通常我们的观念就是一棵树如果枝子越多，一定会结果更多，对不对？
We may think that the more branches, the better.
我们才舍不得把它剪光嘛。
Why would we want to cut off branches?
可是这个葡萄树正好相反。
But it's different for vines.
会种葡萄的人，他是在这个冬天快结束、春天快来之前，会把整棵树剪光，只剩下几条主要的干。
If you are a farmer, you know that you need to prune your vines so that it grows more. Why?
因为再来的新年，这些生出来全部新的枝子才会长果子。
Because after you prune, then you will have new branches and that can bear new fruits.
你越舍不得剪，你就来年就越不会吃到葡萄。
The more unwilling you are to let go of those branches, the less you will have the fruits.
这是我在我家后院过去这六年的经验。
That's my experience as I grow some grapes in my house.
有一个弟兄好心送给我，他家说非常好，是台湾的飓风葡萄的种。我种了五年多，连一颗都没有。
I have tried to grow grapes in my backyard for 5 years, but it never happened.
大概只会做牧师，不会做农夫。
I know how to be a pastor, but I don't know how to be a farmer.
那有一天，我一不小心在看这个 YouTube， 看到一个他在教怎么样子种葡萄，我才发现恍然大悟，原来耶稣教的是对的。
Not until one day I saw on YouTube that you need to prune, then understand what Jesus taught was right.
你要把枝子修理干净。
You need to prune the branches.
结果真的，我去年长了好几百个。
So last year, finally, I had a harvest of hundreds of grapes.
我上个礼拜已经又把去年的枝都剪光了，剩下几条主干而已。
Now last week I pruned the.
所以弟兄姐妹们
，learn my lesson, prune the branches.
耶稣用这个比喻是活生生的。
So Jesus has given us this metaphor. It's real.
他把我们修剪干净，我们才会长出结实累累的果子。
We also need to be pruned so that we can bear fruit.
他修剪我们不是狠心。
He's not harsh when he prunes us.
而是一个祝福的开始。
But it's a beginning of our own blessings.
你要讲一次修理干净。
Can you say pruning?
告诉你的先生，我今年把你修理干净。
Tell your husband that I will repair you and prune you this year.
所以我们被老婆念的时候，你就说好修理干净，会结的果子更多。
So when our wife tries to prune us, let's take it with kind hearts.
弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们华人在过农历新年，我们都会大扫除 ，right？
Don't we all try to clean our house during Chinese New Year?
我们家里会进行大扫除，把旧的、把脏的、把甚至不需要的，我们整个清干净，甚至丢掉。
We will throw away the old, the broken, unnecessary items in our house.
我举个例子，冰箱来讲。
In the refrigerator.
我们的冰箱有时候会堆那个很多的买回来的食物，去 supermarket 买的哈。然后你会发现说，哇，有的放好几个月，甚至有的好几年都还没吃 ，right?
In the refrigerator, you might find weeks food that were weeks ago or months ago, even months ago.
那冰到最后，你就发现，常常要放东西进去的时候，只剩下前面那一排能放 ，right?
We don't have even room to put new food.
然后后面那些，哎，明明都好几个月没吃的，可是还冰在那里。
But we still keep the old food in the fridge.
如果你不再长一点，你过了好几年都不清理这个冰箱啊，就开始有一个味道很奇怪。
And when you have that old food in the fridge too long, you smell something.
因为冰箱会长很多那个新的冠状病菌出来。
Because there will be germs growing inside of your fridge.
它就会开始污染你新放弃的食物。
It will also contaminate the new food that you put in.
你在新鲜的食物多放盐，你就发现也跟着一起污染了。
The fresh food you put in is also, will also turn out bad.
所以呢，大家回去狠一点，把冰箱凡是呢最近这几个月没有吃的都丢了吧。
So when you go home, throw away your old food. Don't keep them.
你的冰箱就会全新，而且食物再放进去就是 fresh 的。
Then your fresh food will stay fresh.
也许讲这样对一些年轻人不太懂。
Maybe it's hard for young people to understand this example.
我们在用计算电算机，就是电脑或者是手机的时候，我们都有一个经验。
But when we use computers or handheld devices, we all have this experience.
你那个电脑用久了或计算机久的时候，你会发现越走越慢。
After using it for a while, it gets slower.
开机好慢。
It's so slow to turn it on.
然后用一个东西，它好像转好久才出来。
It takes so much time to load a program.
怎么办？
What can we do about it?
为什么会这样？
Why would this happen?
原来是我们一直装很多程式或者很多 APP 进去。
Because we keep installing apps or programs.
或我们 delete 掉很多的所谓垃圾，它一直放在这个垃圾桶里面。
Or the files we deleted, we just keep them in the recycle bin.
甚至呢，有很多的这个我们所用的那个 burger， 就一些所谓的用过但是它暂存的东西一大堆。
And there's a lot of caches in our computers.
那些东西呢，占满了你的所谓的 memory， 你的那个记忆体。
And it'll take up storage, memory storage in our devices.
所以有一些电脑公司，它就发展一种叫做可以 clean up， 可以清洁你的电脑的这个软件。
So there are softwares that can help us delete these.
你把它叫下来，把它逛进去，它就会帮你清干净。
And when we use that, it will help free up your memory space.
清完你一开机，哇，变得又快起来，恢复原来的速度。
And when you turn on the computer, you go back to the normal speed.
所以弟兄姐妹，你从这里就会发现，修理干净。
So from here, we can see maintenance and cleaning.
原来人生很需要修理干净。
We need to have maintenance and cleaning
in our lives too. 这种修理干净是神给我们的一个很重要的祝福。
It's a blessing that God given us.
借着修理干净，他要祝福我们。多结果子。
And through this pruning, we can bear more fruit.
所以耶稣就设计了一个很重要的一个软件，让我们去修理干净。
And Jesus had designed the software for us to clean up our lives.
你们想知道吗？
Do you want to know what that is?
想不想知道？
Do you want to know?
想让你人生的软件，这个人生的电脑可以跑得快。
So that you can be more efficient.
如果想的人，我们念这一节你就知道。
We can read this together to
find out. 约翰福音十五章第三节。
It's in the book of John 15:3.
请，现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。哦，原来这个耶稣讲的道会让我们干净。
Oh, so the word of God is going to make us clean.
各位知道中国宋朝有一个名人哈，一个文学家，他都是黄庭坚。
In ancient China, Song Dynasty, there was a literary master.
他有一句名言，他说：“士大夫三日不读书，什么？”哎，这一句他开始义理不交于胸中，让我们比较多知道面目可憎。对着镜子看到，哇！原来我是盗匪。
It says that if a scholar doesn't read books for three days,
那么三日不读书，跟人家讲话的时候言语乏味，他怎么说？
Then his words are boring. When he looks at the mirror, he hates himself.
所以你看你旁边的人脸如果像这个面目可憎，可能已经三天没有读书了。
Maybe you feel this way too.
啊，你如果跟他讲话是一个那个讲话不投机三句多，可能他已经三天没有读书了。
And maybe because you know you haven't studied for 3 days, then your words are boring.
那么耶稣所讲的，是不是就是和我们要读书一样的意思？要借着读圣经修炼自己呢
？But is what Jesus said that we need to study and train ourselves through the Bible?
弟兄姐妹，不是的。
No, that's not what he's saying here.
耶稣讲这一句话说，你们要因我讲的，你给你们的道已经干净了的意思，他指的是什么？
He's saying here something different.
他指的是说，基督徒你决志信主的那一刻。
He's saying that when we or when people accept Christ,
你从所听到的道，就是那个福音，就是那个救恩的福音，
接受了。
The word
and the gospel that you have received in your heart.
接受了就清理干净。
That would cleanse you.
如果多基督徒都晓得那个干净的意义是什么
？All Christians should know what cleanliness.
原来这个干净指的是耶稣基督他在十字架上留下宝血，为世人而死，涂抹了我们一切罪污。
It meant that Jesus died on the cross for us. His blood has washed us clean.
那个没有罪的、圣洁的，代替我们这个污秽的、有罪的。
the perfect sacrifice had replaced us to die on the cross, and that means to washing us clean.
所以呢，罗马书第十章十七节告诉我们说，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
So in the book of Romans, it says faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ.
基督的话就是耶稣说我讲给你们的话，你信这个就干净了。
The word about Christ is what he had said to us and recorded in the Bible.
所以弟兄姐妹们，好不好？我鼓励你，今年倘若圣灵感动你，你让上帝来修理干净你。
Brothers and sisters, may I encourage you this year to receive God's pruning?
把你生命中那些不结果子的枝子，让耶稣的道来将你清干净。
So that those branches that are not bearing fruit can be removed by the word of God.
让耶稣把你这些枝子剪干净。
That he will clip all those branches away.
让上帝把你打包运走。
Pack those away and remove them from your life.
不要再留那一些冰箱那么多年没有清的东西在里面。
Do not keep the old food in your fridge.
那些都很恐怖，影响了你生命结果。
Because those will affect your life.
再者，我们再看。
Next we see.
结果子的关键，除了这个消极要修理干净，耶稣还说积极要怎么办？
Besides passively waiting for God to prune us, we also need to be proactive.
十五章的第四节到第五节，这里他一再不再一再的讲到，要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
In chapter 15, verse 4 says, "Remain in me, as I also remain in you."
这个定义，我们如果从实际的葡萄树跟枝子的关系，我们容易明白。
It's easy if we think about the metaphor again.
如果一个枝子不连在这个葡萄树上，当然它就没有生命，没有供应，不久它就干掉，就剪掉，就烧掉。
If a branch is not attached to the vine, it will dry up, it will wither because there's no source of nutrients.
所以一个基督徒，你得救以后，你知道你的生命一定要连在基督的话里面。
So after a Christian was saved, you need to be connected and attached to God's word.
这些东西呢，会不断的供应滋养你的生命。
It will continuously to nourish you, to provide for you.
使得你的生命能够结果子出来。
So that you will bear fruits in your life.
结什么果子？告诉我。
Bear what type of fruits? Can you tell me?
什么果子
？What fruits?
结石榴的果子嘛。
The fruits of the pomegranate.
你每一次拿一颗就仁爱、喜乐、和平、
goodness,
忍耐、
peace,
恩慈。良善、信实、温柔、节制，你可以还发明很多很美好的品格啊。
These are the fruits that you will bear.
一颗就够了。
You just need one fruit, but inside there's many fruits.
里面就是丰富的品格和生命。
It's abundance life in this one fruit.
但是我要提醒你注意哦。
But let me remind you.
你在读圣经的时候，耶稣不是说你要藏在我里面，我要藏在你里面了。
When you read the Bible, it's not only you need to abide in me and I will abide in you.
读圣经不可以不求圣洁哦。
You still need to pursue after godliness.
耶稣是讲你们要在我里面，我也要藏在你们里面。
Because it's in the Bible verse here, the you is a plural you, not a singular you.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
为什么不是你里面和你我里面，而是你们里面？你们要在我里面，用复数呢
？Why is Jesus using a plural you here?
这里提醒我们很重要，一个住在主耶稣里面的真正的门徒
，a disciple, true disciple of Christ，
他就是要和其他的弟兄姐妹一起来听从主的道。
He needs to follow God's or obey God's command with other brothers and sisters.
他要和其他的弟兄姐妹一起来生活在主的道里面。
He needs to live out God's way through the relationship with brothers and sisters.
神要借着他自己的话，不断的在基督徒的全群的生命里面，让他们彼此劝诫，让他们互相教导，一起祷告。
And through God's word to admonish each other, to teach one another, and to pray together.
这样子的切磋和琢磨，使我们可以一起成长。
It's through these sharpening of one another's lives we can grow together.
越来越来越让人家看见那一颗完整的石榴。
And the more people will see the fruit of the spirit or the pomegranate in you.
因为有两百个石榴挂在一起。
Because we will have 200 pomegranates chained together.
我们晓得哦，美国为什么会互强安乐的原因之一是什么吗？
Do you know what is the reason why America has been prosperous?
根据盖洛普的这个民调哈，显示美国的基督徒的信仰哈，基督教的信仰的有差不多 65% 左右。
From the Gallup polls, people in America who believe in Christianity is 65%.
就是他调查，然后他说、哦、我是基督徒、啊、差不多 65%。
Through the poll, 65% of the people said I'm Christian.
然后在调查呢，每一个星期大约有 45% 的基督徒、啊、他至少会一个礼拜去教会一次做礼拜。
And in this poll, 45% of Americans would go to church once a week.
这个比例高于其他有一些所谓的已开发国家，像法国呢，它只有 5%， 英国只有 7%。
This ratio is greater than other developed countries.
那美国呢？ Like, 特别是在呢美国南方和中西部。
And in America, it's especially true in the Midwest and also in the South.
就是美国真正的这个价值的核心地区，就是南方和中西部哈。
Those states are the core value states of America.
圣经叫做圣经带哈 ，Bible Belt 这些地方。
It's an area called Bible Belt.
去教会的人有多少呢？
How many people go to church in those states, do you know?
有将近 60% 的人是每一个礼拜都到教堂去做礼拜、读圣经、听讲道。
About 60% of the people will go to church every week.
我是从这个美南过来的哈，我15年前是在美南那个阿拉巴马州牧会哈。
I had lived in Alabama and I came from there.
那边以前礼拜天商店全部关掉的。
On Sunday, all the stores were closed. It's hard for me to buy anything.
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
大家都去做礼拜了。
Because people went to church.
一条路，整条路，这边也是大教会，那边也是大教会，整条路都是大教会。
And on the street, you'll see churches everywhere.
圣经带。
It's a Bible belt.
那是美国核心价值的地方。
That's where the core value of America is.
那美国还有其他像东北边和这个西岸。
But in the northeast and also where we live in the west coast,
调查起来就少很多。
We see that less people go to church.
为什么
？Why?
因为都是外来的新移民，没有信耶稣。
Because people consist of immigrants more.
所以我们住在这个地方哈，你就会发现都来美国住在洛杉矶哈，哎，这个竟然我英文退步了。
So we may find that we moved to LA and then my English is actually I haven't been using English at all.
因为反而以前都这个像有一些台湾来的弟兄姐妹来这里说来这个叫台语进步英文退步。
People may think that, hey, my Chinese or Taiwanese got better, but my English did not improve.
语言进步退步那 OK, 但是你要知道你来美国你竟然没有去接触到美国真正的精髓那基督的信仰也就是耶稣说我要给你话语要让你多结果子这个精髓好可惜。
But it's a shame that we did not really truly take in the core value of this great country.
所以你看，成长的品格哈，还有生命最重要的关键，不是靠自己软弱的人性去自我修炼，不是的。
So if you want to change your life and character, you cannot just rely on your own commitment to train yourself.
耶稣说你要常常在我里面。
Jesus says you need to abide in me.
我们读一节经文，我们来结束。我们看一下这个诗篇的第一篇的第二节、第三节。
Let's read the book of Psalms, verse 1.
请我一起念哈，你可以用中文哈，也当用台湾为 English. OK,
let's read it together.
Blessed
is the one whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever they do prospers.
注意听。
Pay attention here.
你要在同一棵生命树。
We need to be attached to one tree of life.
不要落单。
Don't be by yourself.
而这一棵生命树是栽在溪水旁。
And this tree of life is right next to a stream of water.
持续的浸在上帝的生命的话语中。
Consistently immersed in the Word of God.
才能够常绿而不衰。
So that we can be evergreen and we will not wither.
才会结出那一些我们。渴慕的美好的人性，上帝赐的人性的品格。
So that we can bear the fruit of good character.
是圣灵给我们的。
That's Holy Spirit given us.
是使我们能够蒙祝福的。
So that we can receive God's blessing.
这样子的话呢，各行各业才会凡他所做的尽都顺利。
So that everyone can prosper, or everything we do will prosper.
我们讲一次，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
that anything we do, we will prosper.
旁边，凡你所做的尽都顺利。
Whatever you do, you will prosper.
再转过去，凡你所做的尽都顺利。
Please say that to each other.
要不要？
Do you want that?
要神的话。
You need to have God's word.
让神的话修剪干净。
And be pruned by His word.
每一个礼拜来让神的话修剪干净。
Every week come to church and be pruned by God.
像美国这个国家为什么蒙神祝福，是很多人喜欢移民来的国家。
And that's the reason.
神的话不断的修剪美国人。
Why people would love to come to America is because Americans, their lives are pruned.
回到神的心意里面必然蒙福。
Please come to the heart of the Lord and you will be prosperous.
好，我们就先到这，我们把时间交给我们的同工，我们继续底下的节目，好。